Wells Fargo had quite a week, and people, well, they're outraged. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 8th day of February. Thanks so very much for being with us again today. The Washington Post is reporting that Amazon is rethinking their decision to open up a headquarters in New York. The markets, well, they sort of had a meh kind of day today. Wisconsin-based Shopko is closing a bunch of stores. Finland has released some results from their universal basic income pilot study, and we'll share those with you. We've got the numbers from Wall Street, and our guest today is Del Marion from the Zeta Kappa Lambda Foundation, talking about the black and gold ball next Saturday. And then Jeff Pitts from CityView is back with stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. Remax Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's TERO.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, it is Friday, or as we say around here, only two more working days until Monday. If you want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Wells Fargo customers are still experiencing slow access to their online banking services, long wait times to talk to representatives, and direct deposits not showing up in their accounts. That's a day after smoke was detected at one of Wells Fargo's facilities, causing a large-scale outage where some people found themselves unable to use their debit cards or access their online accounts entirely. The bank said earlier in the day that all systems were working. However, they were not as of early afternoon, but just before we went on the air, the problem seems to have been fixed. The number of customers affected is still unknown. It's also not known when customers will begin to see their account balances reflected accurately. Today is also payday for many workers, and some Wells Fargo customers reported their direct deposits were not reflected in their account balances. This is the second service outage in a week for the bank, which had to apologize on April 1st for a similar issue. Well, stocks closed a mix today, and the Dow was able to hold a rally toward the end of the trade to pull out another positive week. At the bell, the Dow was off fractionally, the NASDAQ was up by 1/10, and the S&P was up fractionally. It was a meh sort of day on Wall Street. We'll have all those numbers later in the newscast. Well, according to people familiar with the issue, Amazon is reconsidering its plan to bring 25,000 jobs to a new campus in New York City. Why? A whole wave of opposition from local politicians. The company has not leased or purchased office space for the project, making it easy to withdraw its commitment. Unlike in Virginia, where elected leaders quickly passed an initiative package for a separate headquarters facility, final approval from New York, well, that's not expected until 2020. Tennessee officials have also embraced Amazon's plans to bring 5,000 jobs to Nashville, which this week approved a $15 million in road, sewer, and other improvements related to that project. Meanwhile, Shopko will close almost 70% of its locations between now and mid-May as it attempts to reorganize and emerge from bankruptcy. The company published a list this week that indicates it will close 251 stores. That's more than twice the number of stores Shopko identified for closing back in mid-January. The company currently operates about 360 stores in more than two dozen states. The list of closures would cut that to fewer than 110 stores. Shopko originally announced plans to close just 39 stores back in December before expanding that list to more than 100 stores in January when it filed for bankruptcy protection. This week, expanded it. Well, the list grew by another 139 locations, and we will have a link to that list up on our radio blog. Well, in a report out today, a nationwide experiment with basic income in Finland has not increased employment among those participating in the two-year trial, but their general well-being, that seems to have increased. The Social Insurance Institution of Finland said that it was not yet possible to draw any firm conclusions from the first half of the experiment, where about 2,000 randomly selected unemployed people between the age of 25 and 58 got tax-free income of $636 a month, no questions asked. Finland is looking for ways to reshape its social security system and became in January 2017 the first European country to launch the trial, which will end in 2020. Critics say universal basic income reduces incentives for people to look for work. Meanwhile, proponents say it can empower people to start new businesses, knowing that they will continue to receive monthly income no matter how well their new venture does. It can also encourage people to try a new job without the fear of losing their unemployment checks or having to go through the paperwork of reapplying for benefits. Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell today as traders continue to worry about ongoing U.S.-China trade negotiations as well as slowing economic growth globally. The 30-stock index fell by 63 points to close at 25,106, notching its first three-day losing streak since December. The S&P 500 eked out a small gain, rising less than 0.1%, and ended the week at 2707. The NASDAQ ended the day up 0.1% and closed at 7298. The major indexes were lifted well off their lows in the final minutes of trading, which pushed the S&P 500 and NASDAQ into positive territory. That surge also helped the Dow notch its seventh straight weekly gain. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ also posted small gains for the week. So what's going on anyway? How come we're just kind of meh today? Well, it's all about jitters over the U.S. and China trade war. It would seem that nothing is being done and has investors worried about the possibility of another hit of crushing tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods on the March 1st deadline. You might say the fear factor has crept back into the markets. Meanwhile, the European Commission yesterday sharply downgraded its forecast for Eurozone economic growth in 2019 and 2020, rekindling fears that the global economy may be slowing down. Gold traded up $3.90 on the weakness of equities to end the week at $1,313.30 an ounce. Crude oil was lifted by 7 cents to $52.71 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note fell a bit, paying 2.63%. When we come back, a conversation with Del Marion, who's on the board of the Zeta Kappa Lambda Foundation, which is the organization behind the upcoming Black and Gold Ball happening on the 16th. You'll find out all about ZKL, what the event is, who's invited, and a whole lot more. Del Marion, coming up next here on the Business News Hour.